the thought in my mind this morning as we look to the Word of God, and I think about the young man that they had cast him out. The Bible tells us that this man made a statement. We find that Jesus actually came looking for him. And it's so important to know that God is looking for us. Amen. God is looking for you, my friend. Those that today are listening and that you are sinners, I want you to know God is looking for you. God is waiting for you to come to Him and call upon Him. God is waiting and looking. Then I find another thought that sticks in my mind. When the gentleman simply said these words, "Who is he that I might worship him?" And I think that's a very positive and powerful statement this morning. Who is he? Paul began to elaborate on that in Philippians in the 3rd chapter and in the 10th verse. He said these words, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead." This Paul simply said these words, "That I may know him." And I think the challenge of our life today is that we know him. The challenge that is before us, do we know him? The Bible said that Abraham was a God that God actually said he knew Abraham. Well, can we live a life that is pleasing unto God, that God would put his approval on our life as he did on Abraham's life? Today I ask you the question, who is he? Do you want to know him as Paul knew him? The Bible said that Paul, amen, as he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before me, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus." Amen. All that life is about is in Christ. We, by the word of God, the Bible says, "He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life." So it's all wrapped up today in the knowing of this man, Jesus Christ. And to know him is to love him. And when we say know him, that is simply saying that we have received and accepted him. This comes about by confessing him with our mouth and believing in our heart. And as we believe in our heart, it transforms us into a new creation in Christ. There's a seed that the Bible says is a word seed that is birthed in our spirit as we acknowledge him, as we allow this manifestation of being born again to take place in our life. We're challenged every day by people around us that don't see it this way. I was talking with a gentleman the other day, and hope maybe he's listening and or get to listen to this message. But the gentleman began to tell me that he believed that everybody that believed in God and all religions was all right, and everybody that was of any kind of religion or any kind of belief in God would be all right. But that's not so according to the Word of God. That's not the gospel. Amen. We're challenged on every side because the world today wants to believe that everybody's going to be okay. They teach and preach a message from so many churches and pulpits that simply says God is such a God of love that he couldn't send anybody to hell. But that's contrary to the scripture, because God is not sending us there. Men is going there as intruders because they accept not the truth. And God has said, "You can come to me, but there's only one way. There's only one door, and that door is Jesus. That way is Jesus. That name is Jesus." We have no other hope. Amen. We have no other way to come to Him. Many doctrines are on every side and every hand. One says this is the right way, and another says this is the right way. Believe in this one, believe in that one, but I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ is the only one that His tomb is empty. He's the only one that had power to lay His life down and to take it up again. You can worship and follow after whatever religious leader you want, but they are dead in their tomb, in their grave, and their soul is resting a place of either torment or in the righteousness of God with God. Amen. They're either one place or the other, but they're in their tomb and they are decaying. Their flesh is decaying just as any other flesh that's been laid to rest. And this is a fact. There's only one that can claim the rights of the Son of God. There's only one that can claim the rights of being able to take up His life after laying it down. For He said, no man taketh it from me. I lay it down of my own accord and I'll take it up again. He fulfilled the promise of the scriptures. And just like He fulfilled the promise of laying it down and taking it up again, He's coming back to get His church. He's coming back to get you and I that have been born again, that believe in His name, that have worshiped Him, that have entered into a covenant and a fellowship with Him through being born by the Spirit of God. Yes, amen. You can't buy it, you can't trade for it, you can't earn it. You can't do anything good enough to get it. That's where they get it mixed up. So many people argue and fight and feud about it. But I'm going to tell you something. If you look at it through the scriptures, there's nothing to argue about. Your righteousness didn't save you, but once you get saved, you're saved unto righteousness. You need to clean up your act, amen, and get rid of everything that's contrary and live by the word. That's not hard to see. That's not hard to understand. You can't work your way there to get salvation, but you got to be in the righteous way of the Lord once salvation comes. And if your act don't get cleaned up, there's a problem. No, I know there are times the Bible said, little children, I wish you sin not, but if you do, you have an act with the Father. There are times that people sin. There are times that people make mistakes. And we go to Calvary. That's what Calvary's blood is for. But if we act oblivious to the understanding of God's word, I question where we even know Him. Because I believe to know Him brings about a change in your life. I believe to know Him, your purpose changes. And I find in the world we're living in right now, it's harder and harder to get people to dedicate themselves to God. They've got time for everything but God. They've got time to run to and fro. Amen. My wife written the song several years back. She's written it for her kids. The song says simply that, you run here and you run there, but God has the answer. God is the only one that has the answer. You can take all the tranquilizer you want, but till you find the depth of God, you'll still be dingy as a dingbat. Amen. You can take, amen, every bit of the nerve medicine. You can take everything in the world. Amen. But until you come to the peace that's in God, for He has the peace that passes all understanding. Amen. Amen. You've got to give it to God. And that's hard for folks. You say, how do you give it to God? Give it to Him. Lay it down. Shake it off. Forgetting the things, Paul said, that are behind you. Sin will haunt you. The devil will haunt you. He will accuse you both day and night. He will point a finger at you. But Paul said you got to forget those things that are behind you. You've got to forget what's under the blood. You've got to forget your failures. And you've got to reconcile in Christ. You can do all things. Unto him that's able to do exceedingly above all than I can ask or think, according to the power of God that worketh within you. Glory to God. We have access to God. We have access to the promises of God. Amen. We have access direct to the throne room of God. We can walk right into the presence of God. The veil has been rent in the temple. We don't have to have a high priest because Jesus is our high priest that's set on down on the right hand side of all power and authority. Amen. Glory to God. Who is he? And Paul said that I may know him. Ask yourself the question, who is he to you? Some call him a prophet that he was. Some call him a religious leader. Yes, that he was. Some call him a teacher. Yes, that he was. But is he your Savior? Is he your life? Is he your purpose? Is he your reason for living? We say at Christmas time, he's the reason for the season. I'm going to top that and say he's the reason for living. He's the rock I'm standing on. He's my high tower. He's my butler. He's my strength. He's my sword. He's my shield. Amen. Amen. He's the one leadeth me beside a still water. He's the one keepeth me. He's my rest. He's my peace. He's my calm in the storm. He's my stay in the battle. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can see it so clearly why there's so many are trodden down. It's why so many don't hold out and don't make a stand and stand. It's because they never come to the place that young man said, I want to know who he is. I want to know who this man is that opens blind eyes. I want to know who this man is that raises the dead. I want to know who this man is that heals the sick. Amen. And to hear Paul make a further statement when he declared that I want to know him. Too many people settle for religion instead of salvation. They settle for a Bible teaching tickling their ears instead of old time Holy Ghost church. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. When you come into his presence and his power and you become filled with his spirit, it'll make a difference in your life, and you'll have the stamina to get up when you're down. You'll have the stamina to go on when the battle is rough. Amen. You'll have the victory when the world's falling down all around you. I had somebody this week say, Brother Gold, you seem to always be so happy. They asked a question, and someone in the conversation turned around and said to him, he's got Jesus. Amen. He'll make you happy. He'll turn your sad song into a happy song. Amen. He's put it down in your heart, and the ever praise of God upon your lips. If you'll just give out a big hallelujah, praise the Lord. When the devil says you can't, God says you can. We're not going down, we're going up. We're not going under, we're going over. We're not going back. We're going through. There is a way. Amen. I see more Paul. Amen. Elaborated so strongly on this understanding. Amen. You talked about having the power of his resurrection. And I'm going to tell you something, the power of his resurrection, yes, that includes the fact when the trumpet sounds so loud, we're going to be able to get up. But that resurrection abides with you all the days that you walk with the Lord. Amen. Amen. A banker told my son several years ago, he said, I've watched your daddy. He'll get his back against the wall. There seems no way, but somehow he'll come climbing over top and triumph. One of my present bankers today will tell me right in the midst when it looks the worst. She looked at me the other day and she said, God's always come through for you. He'll do something. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. God will make a way where there seemeth none. Woo! Glory to God. We need to know him in the realm of the spirit. We don't need another history lesson. Amen. Bible said they are ever learning and never come to the knowledge of the truth. You can teach and study and read and do anything you want from Genesis to Revelation, but until you let the power of the resurrection of God get in your soul, amen, you'll never get nowhere. You've got to let God's spirit. You've got to yield yourself to it. You got to walk in the midst and say, God, I want to worship you. This young man said, I want to worship him. Who is he? Where's he at? I want to worship him. I want to worship a man that can do these things. Paul had been Saul, but he was blinded with a light from heaven as he walked on Damascus Road. Paul had a lot to forget. He had a lot to leave behind him. But when he was blinded from that light that showed from above, that light, the Bible tells me that the light of this gospel is Jesus, and the light of this world is Jesus, and the light in that city will be Jesus, because it'll have no room or no place for the sun, the moon, or the stars to shine, for the glory of God and the Lamb of God shall light that city. He's the light in our path. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Paul simply said boldly, that I may know him. Do you know him today? You may know the church. You may know the ritual of going through church. You may know your Sunday school lesson, but you'll die and go to a devil's hell if you don't know him. For he is the resurrection of life. Glory to God. I want to cover something else that bears in my mind and my spirit. As we talk about knowing him. Amen. We talk about knowing Jesus Christ. We have to go back to Isaiah to get a understanding of what I'm going to say. They preach him as everything. They preach him as a prophet. They preach him as one of the sons of God. They preach him as a great spiritual leader. But I preach him today as Lord. Amen. Isaiah 9 and 6 says these words, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." How did he get all those names? Amen. Let's go to Acts. Let's look in the first part of Acts. Amen. We find that the message was preached. God anointed Peter to preach a sermon. And he began to say in chapter 2 of verse 31, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God, exalted and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended unto the heavens, but he has himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, Set thou on my right hand, until I make thou foes thou enemy." Listen to verse 36. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ." That's the word. Amen. That'll preach. That'll preach on Sunday morning. That'll preach on the midweek service. That'll preach on the Friday night service. That'll preach on Sunday morning, Sunday night. That'll preach all 7 days in a revival. He is now Lord and he is Christ. He had to be crucified. He had to shed his blood. He had to raise from the dead. He had to get up and take the keys from the devil over death, hell, and the grave. And he has rose victorious. And now he is Lord and he is Christ. Who is he? He is Lord and he is Christ. And that'll preach. You don't have to apologize for that. World can't see it. Our government has went bonkers. And they have come up with all their theories of religion. Our president now and the former president both said that everybody is religious. They believe in the understanding of a generic God. But I'm going to tell you something. This one that's called Christ is Lord, and that's not generic. Amen. And if you are serving and trying to worship a generic God, you'll never get nowhere. Amen. You need to come to the understanding. Amen. "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and they shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted is God with us." Amen. Amen. The false prophets and the devil's crowd is running every direction to try to make some kind of doctrine that steers people away from the understanding that he is Christ, he is Lord. Amen. The Bible says it so plainly in John in the first chapter. It can't get any plainer. Amen. And this is power. Amen. The Bible says he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed upon his name. Amen. This is power. Amen. That we need to believe on his name. Amen. Then if we go again in John's writing, we come in chapter 20, and we find these words. John chapter 20 and verse 31. And these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Life today is in Jesus. For he is Lord. He is Christ. And this thing is about to wind up. This thing is about over. You will determine whether you spend eternity in hell or heaven. It's all wrapped up and based in the acceptance of God's plan. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And notice what it said. The Word was God. You can't get to God in a generic form. You can't get to God in dissecting him and using a Trinity understanding of three individual separate gods. And the great portion of the religious orders of America believe in that understanding of God. They believe in three men on three thrones, making up three gods, and that makes up the Godhead. You can preach Jesus to them, and they come back at you with the same old garbage. Until you make him Lord, and until you make him Christ, and until you understand the plan of God, that he was God in the beginning, he was God in the Father, he was God in the Son. He's God in the Holy Ghost that he sent to abide in each one of us. And he's God when he comes back to get his church and he delivers that church up before the God of all creation. Don't lose focus of God by dissecting him. So many people have. Do you know that you can pray to God and you can believe in God and die and go to a devil's hell? I had some friends of mine had me to, I come in to see them, and while I was there, the Spirit actually had me to minister to a young man. And he told me, he said, I believe to God and believe to God every day. So I believe in him every day and I pray to him. I pray to him every day. But sad to say, he said, I do not accept or believe in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. Believing in God is not sufficient. The Bible said, Jesus said that the devil, he believed, he even trembled. But that don't make him saved. The only way to be saved is believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as Lord and Savior in Christ of your life. God, in Jesus' name, thank you for this time we've had to preach the gospel. Thank you for the window that's been opened from heaven, the scrolls that we've got to read off of this day to bear this message. And let people realize today that he that hath the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. Life is in Jesus Christ. And as they accept him and acknowledge him, they might be born again and saved. In Jesus' name, set the captives free, heal, deliver, give to financial miracles, and God to those that need miracles. And God, deliver those who are in distress. And God, come and move in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.